fewer than 10 people work for Hawaii County Civil Defense, so members of the community provide additional support when there is an emergency or disaster. Hawaii County Civil Defense teams and those volunteers are still going door-to-door in Pahoa, talking with residents as the lava continues its slow movement. Those volunteers have their own stories. Francesca Martin Howe is one of those volunteers. Audio is by Lynn Beidle of Visionary Video.
I am working with the Community Emergency Response Team under Civil Defense, and we are going door-to-door to touch base with the community members, addressing hazmat concerns, if there's any secondary issues. Most people have vacated. They have moved out of their homes. There's only a few people left. If they need any help, we're going to try and help them and make sure they're safe. You have to actually go through training and be certified to do this. I was certified in September in the wake of Hurricane Isel. I wanted to reach out and volunteer with my community.
CERT team members live right in the community, so they will also be dealing with issues caused by lava. Martin Howe says her home is not directly threatened by the lava, but her family will still feel the impact.
What I would be concerned about is if it's going to take our water yards at the top of Hawaiian Shores, Hawaiian beaches. Also, the isolation has a tendency to bother me a little bit. It's a horrible commute as it is, but if you can imagine having to drive a two-lane dirt road with everybody trying to get to where they need to go. My family and I have lived here since 1989. This is home to me.
Martin Howe reflects the attitude of many in Lower Puna. They're anxious about what's to come, but they agree. Madam Pele is in control. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.